Okay, we are continuing Be'ez Hashem in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So we just learned about the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, the Zrika of the Korban Pesach. So after they do all of that, they have to take the hide of the animal off of the animal in order to be able to remove certain parts that they had to get from inside, so to burn on the Mizbeach. So in order to skin the animals more easily, they would hang the animal from its legs, from the back legs. So the Mishnah talks about how would they do that. Ketzah Tolin of Mavshitin. How would they hang the animals and skin the animals? Unkolios shel barzel hayukvum b'ksalim b'amudim. There were iron hooks that were attached to the walls of the Azara and to pillars that stood in the Azara itself. There was a north side of the Azara that was known as the Beis HaMitbachayim, the place where they would butcher things. And that's where the karbanos were shechted, and that's where the hide of the animal was removed. That's where they would do the skinning. So it had eight short little pillars that had a block of wood on top of that stone pillar, and there were hooks attached to that block of wood. And there were also hooks attached to the walls of the Azara in that basic area. So that's where they would have all these hooks, where they could hang up the animal upside down by its legs after it's already been shechted. Shebehen tolin mafshitin. And those hooks, they would hang it and they would skin it. Now obviously on a busy day like Erev Pesach, there were so many people there, there aren't going to be enough hooks for everybody. So anyone who didn't get a hook to hang his carbon on to do the skinning, makalos dakim chalakim ayisham. They also had these little thin wooden sticks that they would have there. Umaniach al ksefa v'kasev chavero. They would put one end of the wooden stick on your own shoulder and one end of wooden of that same wooden stick on your friend's shoulder who was across from you. V'tolu umafshit, and they would hang the carbon from that stick and you would skin it that way. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba'a Asr Shechalios B'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, if Arba'a Asr B'Nisan, if the 14th day of Nisan fell out on Shabbos when they couldn't use those sticks, because the sticks are muktzah, because they were designated, they were set aside for the purpose of skinning animals, which is a malacha on Shabbos. So this is a klisha malachta li'isr. Tanakama holds that they're not muktzah, because muktzah is only, meaning they're not a problem of muktzah, because even though they are muktzah, muktzah is only midrabanan and shvus b'migdash, so you don't have to worry about muktzah. But Reb Lezer says we do have to worry about the muktzah. So maniach yado al kasef chaver v'yad chaver al ksefo. Instead of having a stick running across from my shoulder to my friend's shoulder, I would have my hand running across from my body to my friend's shoulder and his hand over to my shoulder, v'tolu mafshit. And we would hang the animal from that and skin the animal from that. Mishnah Yud. They would then tear open the animal, they would skin the animal, tear open its stomach, and take out the fats and whatever organs were inside, the things that needed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the kidneys and the diaphragm, the some of the liver, and if it was a keves, they would have to take the alya, the fatty tail, right? That's why the Gemara at the very beginning of Pesachim tells that story about the Nachri, the non-Jew, who wanted to bring Korban Pesach, and he pretended to be a Jew, and he went to the Bismillah and brought Korban Pesach, and when he came back to his hometown, he bragged that he was able to get away with bringing Korban Pesach, even though it says Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, that a Nachri is not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said to him, "May Alya Mika Safula? Did they give you from the fatty tail of the Korban?" And he said, "No." So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, "Of course not, because they're on to you, and they know that you're a Nachri." So next time he went, he requested that they give him from the fatty tail of the carbon, and they said, "Why would you ask for that? That's such a strange request, because you know we burn the fatty tail." So he said, "What do you mean? The chief rabbi Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that I should ask for that." So they realized, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira knows how to learn. Why would he tell him to take from the fatty tail? So they said, probably he's trying to send us a message, and they did the research and they found out that the fellow was a Nachri, and ultimately they killed him. But the reason that story comes to mind now is because the fatty tail is one of the parts of the animal that they would burn on the Mizbeach, that no one would actually get to eat, along with the kidneys and part of the liver and, you know, things like that. So they would take out all the fatty stuff that they would have to burn the Mizbeach. Nesano b'magais v'ktiran al gam Mizbeach. They would put it in a bowl and then they would burn it on the Mizbeach. So when each of the three groups finished their kabanos, everyone would take the meat of their carbon to their place in Yerushalayim and would then roast it there. So the Mishnah talks about what did they do if Erev Pesach was Shabbos and you're not allowed to carry. So how could they take their meat back to their homes? So Yatza Kasrishon of Yashvala Barabais. When the first group that had filled the Azara to bring their carbonos left the Azara, they still hung out in Harabais. They just sat there on Harabais. Shnia Vachel, the second group, after they finished their carbonos, they sat in the Chel, which is an area that was about 10 amos, exactly 10 amos, from the outside of the Ezra's Nashim, and it would had a little fence around it called the Soreg. So the second group would sit in that 10 amma area that went around the circumference of the Harabayas. Vashlishis b'makoma omedis. And the third group, when they finished, they stayed in the Azara. And if they stayed in the Azara, it means they have to stand. That's why it says b'mkoma omedas, because the halacha is ein yeshiva ba'azara elul malchus beis David bulvad. The only people that are allowed to sit in the Azara are kings from the malchus beis David. Right, if a person, that's why when Yeravam and Rechavam split the Malchus, when Yeravam split off, he couldn't have a situation where he was going to be Olal Regel and bringing Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, because everyone would see that Rechavam is sitting in the Azara and Yeravam is not, and because Rechavam is the true heir to the Malchus Beis David, and that would give everyone the impression that Yeravam is not really a proper king. So that's why Yeravam set up a whole alternate form of worship with Eglei HaZahav. It's a tragic, tragic episode in Jewish history that the Navi tells us about. But it was all because Yeravam was afraid, how do I go to the Azara if I'm not allowed to sit there? It's going to look terrible for me. So that's why the Mishnah says, Hashlishis b'mkama omedes, that they stayed in the Azara, so they have to be standing. Chashecha yatzu v'tzalos p'schei. And then when it got dark and Shabbos was over, so everyone was able to go to where they needed to go, to roast the Karpat Pesach, because then there was no issue to carry anymore at that point in time. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tess, we said that in order to skin the Karpat Pesach, they would either hang the animal by its legs on hooks. If you couldn't get a hook, you would hang it over a wooden pole that you would stretch across your shoulder to your friend's shoulder. And if it was Shabbos where that pole was Muktza, according to Rabbi Eliezer at least, you would put your hand across to your friend's shoulder and his hand to your shoulder, hang the animal that way, and skin the animal that way. And then in Mishnah Yud we said they would take out whatever parts of the animal needed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. They would put it in a bowl and burn it on the Mizbeach. And then if it was Shabbos and they couldn't carry their karbanos to get all the way back home, so the first group would sit on the Harabayas, the second group would sit in the Chel, and the third group would stay standing in the Azara for the rest of the day. And then when the day was over, when Shabbos was over, then everybody was able to go home and roast their Korban Pesach for the Seder that they were going to have that night. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up with the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim.